Hi everyone, and welcome to this series of podcasts on English literature. This year we have chosen to work on translating, and when I was in Ireland I found some very interesting folklore Irish tales, and they were never translated before into French, and so I thought that with the première LLCE in English, that they could actually work on all those different tales. So what they had to do was to read as a group, they had to translate it, then they had to prepare a nice illustration of the tale, and finally they have to prepare this podcast. So in each group, for each tale, the students read the tale in English, then their translation in French, and they will explain why and how they created their different illustrations and pictures. And finally, they would also explain in detail all the difficult passages that they had to translate in the tales, all the difficulties, hardships, and how they actually managed to do it as a group. So I hope that you will enjoy all those stories, because they've been working really hard. And well, good listening.
Pour traduire les passages surlignés de notre conte intitulé King Breath, nous avons décidé de procéder à une première traduction partielle afin de comprendre le principal de la phrase ainsi que son sens. Puis nous avons imaginé ce que pouvaient représenter les mots les plus complexes grâce au contexte et à la signification de la phrase. Pour la première qui nous dit « Breath has mixed parentage in that », nous avons lu l'entièreté de la phrase pour comprendre que « mixed parentage » signifiait le métissage vu que ses parents sont de deux peuples différents. Pour la seconde, un peu plus longue ainsi qu'avec un peu plus de vocabulaire, « Breath put a tax upon every earth, upon every kneeling truth, and upon every crown as well as poll tax of an ounce of gold », nous pouvons observer une répétition sur le mot taxe ainsi qu'une énumération, ce qui nous fait comprendre que le roi Breath a imposé des taxes sur plusieurs choses en échange d'un peu d'or. Suite aux recherches, nous pouvons avoir l'idée que les taxes sont sur des outils essentiels de la vie quotidienne étant donné l'époque. Pour la troisième, disant « As a result, the Tuatha De Danann became enslaved to him, including their goods, and were forced to labor for him », dès le début de la phrase, nous comprenons qu'il s'agit de l'avenir de la tribu comme conséquence. Dans cette situation, il nous parle d'esclavage et de travaux forcés pour le roi, ainsi que pour montrer l'intensité de la conséquence, il nous ajoute même que leurs dieux sont également asservis. Pour notre dernière, qui elle se trouve dans une sorte de prière qui remet en cause la situation de Kertr, il nous dit « May Breath's cheer be what he gives to others ». Nous comprenons qu'il s'agit d'un souhait et que celui-ci veut que Breath et ses supporters méritent d'être ce qu'il renvoie.
Breath is also known as Aegir Breath, which can be translated as beautiful horseman. Breath has mixed parentage in that his father was a king of the Fomorians and his mother was Aerio, a goddess of the Tuatha De Danann. The Fomorians and the Tuatha De Danann were long considered enemies. Breath was a very strong child, and when he was 7, he was already the size of a 14 years old. When King Nuadan lost his arm in a battle and became imperfect, the Tuatha De Danann crowned Breath as king in the hopes that he would bring peace between the two peoples. Sadly, Breath sided with his father's people and began to oppress the Tuatha De Danann. Breath put a tax upon every heart, upon every kneading trough, and upon every quern, as well as a poll tax of an ounce of gold. He then demanded milk from all the cows that were brown and hairless, which was granted without arguments. But then Breath passed all the cattle in Ireland between two fires, so that their hair was singed off, which means all the cows of Ireland became brown and hairless. As a result, the Tuatha De Danann became enslaved to him, including their gods, and were forced to labor for him. even the god champions Ogma had to collect firewood. At this point, Ogma's son Skerpri, who was the chief bard of the Tuatha De Danann, went to visit Bres. Bards were very well respected, and Skerpri expected to be treated well and feast at the king's table. However, Bres instead put him in a small dark room with no fire, no bed, and no furniture. When it came time to feed Skerpri, he only got dry bread. The next morning, it was expected that Skerpri would recite a poem of praise about Bres, as was the tradition. But instead, this is what he recites: "No meat on the plate, no milk of the cow, no shelter for the belated, no money for the minstrels. May Bres' cheer be what he gives to other." As a result of this, Bres developed great red stains on his face, which made him imperfect, and as such he could no longer be king, which means King Nuada could return to his throne. To learn of the death of Bres, all the hands of Lug, see entry number 13.
This image represents the Book of Invasion well, because it shows an important moment of the story, the rule of Bres, an unfair king who oppresses the Tuatha De Danann with the help of the Fomorian. We see Bres on his throne, strict and powerful, while his people are kneeling, sad and tired. The soldiers behind him show the idea of threat and domination. I think my image is successful because you can understand the situation immediately. I wanted the atmosphere to feel an old story. We can easily see the conflict between the king, the Fomorian, and the Tuatha De Danann.